This morning, our scripture, we have three different scriptures, and the theme of the topic is knowing the voice. And once you hear the scripture, excuse me, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. There is a way that seems right to man, but in the end, it leads to death. That one is one that we need to just keep in our mind, that we have to have some way of evaluating things. Number two, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Again, this one is another one that Jeremiah, the prophet, was saying, you know, look at your heart. Over and over we find in Scripture where he says, God is looking at your heart. All right? And the third one, then came the Feast of Dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple area, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around him saying, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I and the Father are one. Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me? We are not stoning you for any of these, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy. Because you, a mere man, claim to be God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I have said you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. What about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said, I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father. There's a song, I don't know how many of you know it. I am in my Father, and then you repeat it. And my Father's in me, and you repeat that. The Son and the Spirit are all living in me. See, you got an echo. I'll lead it. You start off afterwards. I am in my Father, and my Father's in me. The Son and the Spirit are all living in me. All right. Isn't that beautiful? Here we have the Pharisees. What had the Pharisees studied? The scriptures, the law. They studied it over and over. They knew the prophets. They knew that there was a Messiah coming. They asked, are you the Christ? Now remember, Christ is not the last name of Jesus. It means, are you the Messiah? Are you the one we've been looking for? Are you the deliverer? Are you the anointed one? And we could go on and on. That's what they were asking. Are you the one we're supposed to be looking for? And he said, I have told you. Yes. That's what that whole scripture was saying. I've already told you yes. Not only that, but I have done the works of my Father. Remember last week we talked about you'll know them by their fruit. By their fruit. What was the fruit Jesus was bestowing upon the people of Israel? The work of the Father. He said, I do nothing that I do not see my Father doing. But he points out what the problem is here. Knowing the voice. Knowing the voice. My sheep will know my voice. Now, how can we know the voice? And I want us to think on this for a moment, because I think that this is one of the things that we really need to zero in on, because there are many, very many people who are very sincere who don't believe the correct things. Okay? It has nothing to do with their sincerity. They believe they're doing the right thing. Even those who believe that you should always listen to your heart. That's why I wanted that other scripture. What did it say about the heart? Don't trust it. It can be deceitful. Yes. Don't trust it. There's a problem here. What happens? We need a new heart. And until we get a new heart, don't trust the other one. Now, how is it that this all transpires? Well, I want you to recognize that there's many different phases of that. And one of the things that is so important is that we teach our children. It should start from the very beginning. And the scripture says, teach them when you're walking in the way, when you rise up in the morning, when you go to bed at night. So is there any time in the day that we shouldn't be showing our children about God? No, there is not. Okay, so it should start from yay high. It should start from yay high. All right. You know, when my children were in Lana's womb, I would bend over and talk into her belly. And I know people thought I was so silly, but I wanted my children to know my voice when they came out. Okay? So that's exactly why I did it. I wanted them to know my voice and know that I was one that had been there from the very beginning. Do I know for sure that they did or did not know that? No, I don't know. But I'll tell you, I've been blessed with two wonderful children. Amen. And it started with thanking God from the time they were in the womb. How do we know the voice? By spending time with the voice. Yes. With the voice. Spending time with the voice. If you don't spend time with the voice, you're not going to know it. So how is it that we as Christians can know the voice? Several ways. It should start with children. Do all children grow up in Christian homes? No, they do not. So we need to recognize that sometimes we simply will have to start at a later date. So those people have got to play catch up, so to speak. But you see, it all starts from when people invite Jesus into their lives. This morning in Sabbath school, I was so thrilled. I have Emma and Arabella and Lily in there today. And we were talking about what is forever? And we talked about what forever. And then we started making a list of things that were forever. Okay, so we put on that list God. We put on that list Jesus. We put on that list the Holy Spirit. We put on that list angels. We put on that list Christians. And I said, okay, the only way you can become a Christian is when you ask Jesus to come into your heart and be a Lord of your life. And Emma says, I've done that. And then Arabella said, I've invited him in. And then Lily says, I have too. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, this is so exciting. Because here they are at the right age. They're learning. Anyway, I don't want to tell you about the Sabbath school lesson. And it was Nebuchadnezzar's dream of the statue. Anyway, so you know what we were talking about and teaching. But it is so exciting to see people get changed. Now, does that change happen perfectly and totally? Am I changed from a baby to an adult? No. I have to learn. How do I learn the voice? By spending time with the voice. Now, I want us to recognize that that starts by spending time in God's Word. We need to know the Word. I have known very sincere people who have said, I believe God wants me to do something, and it's clearly in His Word that that is sin. Now, what's the problem there? The problem is they aren't knowing whose voice they're listening to. That's why it is so important for Christians to spend the time with God, spend the time in study, go to Bible studies, talk to other Christians, find out what they're experiencing, hear from the Word and why they are experiencing these things. Check into it so that you can have all of the voice of God and listen to Him. It is so, so, so important that we know the voice. I know that at times it is hard. I've shared before that when Lana and I moved back to West Virginia from Tennessee, that the church as a whole had told us that they did not believe God wanted us to leave. And yet Lana and I had prayed and sought the Lord, and we felt fully confirmed that we were supposed to do. So what did I have to do? I had to choose whether I was listening to what voice. Now, I'm not going to tell you for 100% that they were wrong. But I can see where God has gone with me wherever I have been, and that I have learned. I don't know for sure and for certain that there was not some blessing that I missed out from. Okay, I can't tell you that. But I had to do what I believe the voice of God was telling me. One day God will say, Robert, you blew it, or you did hear my voice. One day I'll know. Okay? For sure and for certain, I can't say right now. But I did what I believe God wanted me to do. And that's where he looks at our heart. I know that he will say, Robert, you missed out on the blessing if I did. But he'll also say, but I saw that your heart was wanting to do what you thought I wanted you to do. Amen. Guys, Satan tries to appear as an angel of light. He will try to take... Think about the temptation of Jesus in the desert. What did Satan do? He took the very words of God and twisted them just a little to try and get Jesus to do what he wanted him to do. But Jesus knew the voice. He knew the voice. And remember, he had just been baptized and then went out into the desert. The Spirit in his fullness had come to live in his life. He was empowered at that point. So that's how he could know. Jesus had, from the time he was little, heard the Scriptures. Think about how excited he was about the Scriptures. At age 12, what did he do? Stays in the temple to hear the Word of God instead of going home when he's supposed to. Now, as a parent, I'd have been livid. I can hear the rant that I would have given Jesus. And he simply said, don't you know I've got to be about my Father's business? Sometimes we miss out. Sometimes we get on a rant because it set us off and we miss a blessing. Know the voice. Know the voice. Stop and take a moment when you're ready to go into a rant and think, okay, whose voice am I listening to? My sheep will know my voice. They will follow after me. I challenge you today. Let's make sure we know and hear the right voice. Let's make sure that we've been grounded with the foundation we need so that the Holy Spirit can take the Word of God, make it a living, breathing part of our lives. Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.